Chapter 7. Location, location, location. Evan was in trouble. So far, he'd earned $47.11, which was more money than he'd ever had in his whole life. But today was Friday. There were only 3 days left, 3 days to beat Jesse. He needed to earn almost $53 to win the bet, and that meant each day he had to earn... Evan tried to do the math in his head. 53 divided by 3. 53 divided by 3. His brain spun like a top. He didn't know where to begin. He went to his desk, pulled out a piece of paper, his basketball schedule from last winter, and flipped it over to the back. He found the stub of a pencil in his bottom desk drawer, and on the paper he wrote, 53 divided by 3 equals. He stared and stared at the equation on the page. The number 53 was just too big. He didn't know how to do it. Jesse would know how, he muttered, scribbling hard on the page. Jesse could do long division. Jesse had her multiplication facts memorized all the way up to 14 times 14. Jesse would look at a problem like this and just do it in her head. Snap! Evan felt his mouth getting tight, his fingers gripping the pencil too hard as he scribbled a dark storm cloud on the page. His math papers from school were always covered in X's. Nobody else got as many X's as he did. Nobody. Draw a picture. Mrs. DeFazio's voice floated in his head. She had always reminded him to draw a picture when he couldn't figure out how to start a math problem. A picture of what? He asked in his head. Anything, came the answer. Anything? Yes, anything, as long as there are 53 of them. Dollar signs. Evan decided to draw dollar signs. He started to draw 3 rows of dollar signs. 1, 2, 3, he counted as he drew. 4, 5... 6, he drew. By the time he reached 53, his page looked like this. There were 17 dollar signs in each row, and then those 2 extra dollar signs left over. Evan drew a ring around those 2 extras. 17 dollar signs, and 2 left over. Evan stared at the picture for a long time. He wrote, Friday, next to the first row, Saturday, next to the second row, and Sunday, next to the third row. Evan looked at the picture. It started to make sense. He needed to make $17 on Friday, $17 on Saturday, and $17 on Sunday, and somewhere over the 3 days, he needed to make 2 extra bucks in order to earn the $53 by Sunday evening. Evan felt his heart jump in his chest. He had done it! He had figured out 53 divided by 3. That was a fourth grade problem. That was fourth grade math. And he hadn't even started fourth grade. And no one had helped him. Not Mom, not Grandma, not Jesse. He'd done it all by himself. It was like shooting the winning basket in double overtime. He hadn't felt this good since the lemonade war had begun. But $17 a day? How was he going to do that? Yesterday he'd made $45, but that was because he'd had help and free supplies from his friends. They weren't going to want to run a lemonade stand every day, especially on the last days of summer vacation. He needed a plan, something that would guarantee good sales. The weather was holding out, that was for sure. It was going to hit 95 degrees today, a real scorcher. People would be thirsty, all right. Evan closed his eyes and imagined a crowd of thirsty people all waving dollar bills at him. Now, where was he going to find a lot of thirsty people with money to spend? An idea popped into Evan's head. Yep, it was perfect. He just needed to find something with wheels to get him there. It took Evan half an hour to drag his loaded wagon to the town center, a distance he usually traveled in less than 5 minutes by bike. But once he was there, he knew it was worth it. It was lunchtime, and the shaded benches on the town green were filled with people sprawling in the heat. Workers from the nearby stores on their half-hour lunch breaks, moms out with their kids, old people who didn't want to be cooped up in their houses all day, high school kids on skateboards sloshed by. Preschoolers climbed on the life-size sculpture of a circle of children playing Ring Around the Rosie. Dogs lay under trees, their tongues hanging out. Pant, pant, pant. Evan surveyed the scene and picked his spot right in the center of the green, where all the paths met. Anyone walking across the green would have to pass his stand. And who could resist lemonade on a day as hot as this? But first he wheeled his wagon off to the side, parking it halfway under a huge rhododendron. Then he crossed the street and walked into the Big Dipper. The frozen air felt good on his skin. It was like getting dunked in a vat of just melted ice cream. And the smells, a mix of vanilla, chocolate, coconut, caramel, and bubblegum. He looked at the tubs of ice cream all in a row, carefully protected behind a pane of glass. The money in his pocket tingled. He had plenty left over after buying 5 cans of frozen lemonade mix with his earnings from yesterday. What would it hurt to buy just 1 cone? Or a milkshake? Or maybe both? "Can I help you?" asked the woman behind the counter. "Yeah," said Evan. He stuck his hand in his pocket and felt all the money. Bills and coins ruffled between his fingers. Money was meant to be spent. Why not spend a little? Evan could just imagine how good the ice cream would feel sliding down his hot throat. Creamy, sweet, like cold golden deliciousness. He let his mind float as he gazed at the swirly buckets of ice cream. The sound of laughter brought him back to earth in a hurry. He looked around. It was just some girls he didn't know at the water fountain. But it had sounded like Megan Moriarty. "Can you please tell me how much a glass of lemonade costs?" $3, said the woman. "Really?" said Evan. "That much? How big's the cup?" The woman pulled a plastic cup off a stack and held it up. It wasn't much bigger than the 8-ounce cups Evan had in his wagon. "Wow, $3? That's a lot," said Evan. "Well, thanks anyway." He started to walk to the door. "Hey," said the woman, pointing to the ice cream case. "I'm allowed to give you a taste for free." "Really?" said Evan. "Then, could I taste the strawberry slam?" The woman handed him a tiny plastic spoon with 3 licks worth of pink ice cream on it. Evan swallowed it all in one gulp. Ah! Back outside, he got to work. First, he filled his pitchers with water from the drinking fountain. Then he stirred in the mix. Then he pulled out a big blue marker and wrote on a piece of paper, $2 per cup. Best price in town. He'd barely finished setting up when the customers started lining up, and they didn't stop. For a full hour, he poured lemonade. The world is a thirsty place, he thought, as he nearly emptied his 4th pitcher of the day. And I am the lemonade king. Later, Evan would think of something his grandma said, "Pride goeth before a fall." When Evan looked up, there was Officer Ken, his hands on his hips, looking down on him. Evan gulped. He stared at the large holstered gun strapped to Officer Ken's belt. "Hello," said Officer Ken, not smiling. "Hi," said Evan. Officer Ken did the bike rodeo every year at Evan's school. He was also the cop who had shown up last fall when there was a hurt goose on the recess field. Officer Ken was always smiling. Why isn't he smiling now? Evan wondered. "Do you have a permit?" asked Officer Ken. He had a very deep voice, even when he talked quietly like he did now. "You mean like a bike permit?" That's what the rodeo was all about. If they passed the rodeo, the 3rd graders got their bike permits, which meant they were allowed to ride to school. "No? I mean a permit to sell food and beverages in a public place. You need a permit from the town hall and pay a fee for the privilege." Pay the town hall to run a lemonade stand? Was he kidding? Evan looked at Officer Ken's face. He didn't look like he was kidding. I didn't know I needed one, said Evan. Sorry, friend, said Officer Ken. I'm going to have to shut you down. It's the law. But there are lemonade stands all over town, said Evan. He thought of Jesse and Megan's lemonade stand. When he'd wheeled by with his wagon more than an hour ago, their stand had looked like a beehive, with small kids crowding around. He had read the sign over their stand. Free face painting, nail polishing, hair braiding. What a gimmick. But it sure looked like it was working. You know, said Evan, there's a stand on Damon Road right now. You should go bust them. Officer Ken smiled. We tend to look the other way when it's in a residential neighborhood, but right here on the town green, we have to enforce the law. Otherwise, we'd have someone selling something every 2 feet. But there had to be some way to convince Officer Ken. How could Evan make him understand? You see, I've got this little sister, and we've got a competition going to see who can sell the most lemonade. And I've got to win, because she's... He couldn't explain the rest, about fourth grade, and how embarrassed he was to be in the same class as his kid sister, and how it made him feel like a great big loser. Evan looked up at Officer Ken. Officer Ken looked down at Evan. It was like Officer Ken was wearing a mask, a no-smiling, I'm-not-your-buddy mask. Then Officer Ken shook his head and smiled, and the mask fell off. I've got a little sister, too, he said. Love her to death now, but when we were kids... Officer Ken sucked in his breath and shook his head. Ooh! Then the mask came back, and Officer Ken looked right at Evan for 10 very stern seconds. Tell you what, said Officer Ken, I do have to shut you down. The law's the law. But before I do, I'll buy one last glass of lemonade. How's that sound? Evan's face fell. Sure, he said, without enthusiasm. He poured an extra tall cup and gave it to the policeman. Officer Ken reached into his pocket and handed Evan a $5 bill. Keep the change, he said, a contribution to the Big Brother Fund. Now clean up your things and don't leave any litter behind. He lifted his cup in a toast as he walked away. Evan watched him go. Wow, he thought, I just sold the most expensive cup of lemonade in town. Evan stared at the $5 bill in his hand. It was funny. 2 days ago, he would have felt as rich as a king to have that money in his hands. It was enough to buy 2 slices of pizza and a soda with his friends. It was enough to rent a video and have a late night at someone's house. It was enough to buy a whole bag full of his favorite candy mix at CVS. 2 days ago, he would have been jumping for joy. Now he looked at the $5 and thought, it's nothing. Compared to the $100 he needed to win the war, $500 was nothing. He felt somehow that he'd been robbed of something, maybe the happiness he should have been feeling. He loaded everything from his stand into the wagon, making sure he didn't leave a scrap of litter behind. He still had a glass full of lemonade left in one pitcher, not to mention another whole pitcher already mixed up and unsold, so he poured himself a full cup. Then, before beginning the long, hot haul back to his house, he found an empty spot on a shaded bench and pulled his earnings out of his pockets. He counted once. He counted twice, very slowly. He had made $65. The cups and lemonade mix had cost $9. When he added in his earnings from Wednesday and Thursday, he had $103.11. Now, that's enough, he thought.